We're here at the very first Soil Health Summit being held in St. Louis. With me is Tim Smith, who was one of the farmers who was on the panel yesterday and one of the farmers who is involved in this initiative. Tim, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I live near Eagle Grove, Iowa. I farm about 800 acres of corn and soybeans, and then I've been planting cover crops for the last 4 years. I first got involved with cover crops through a NRCS program called the Mississippi River Basin Initiative, which is I live in a targeted watershed, the Boone River watershed, and they were trying to introduce practices that might help reduce nitrate levels delivered to the streams and ultimately to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, one of the things, when you were on the panel yesterday, one of the things that you talked about was the loss of topsoil, particularly in your area. Tell me about that.
What I was talking about yesterday really was addressing the whole state of Iowa. From studies I've listened to, have said that in the last 150 years, our average topsoil has gone from 14 inches down to 8 inches of topsoil across the state. And I guess my comments were that you know, we can't continue that because it will run out if we don't start taking care of it. I've heard the discussion about a tolerable limit of 5 ton per acre, but truly any soil loss is not tolerable.
And you said that soil loss has really come just recently.
Well, I think in the last 50 years, our agriculture has probably been a little more intense. There's less rotation. There's less small grains, less alfalfa and pasture. It's more corn, soybeans. And I think that puts a little more stress on the soils.
Now, you're one of the demonstration farmers for this Soil Health Partnership. What does that involve?
I will be planting cover crop on the field that's in the partnership. I will also be practicing strip tillage. Some farmers might use no-till, but we're comparing these systems across the Midwest to each other, and they're going to quantify that information. They do extensive soil testing. We're doing one-acre grid sampling and sent to several laboratories, and then we're also doing the Haney soil test on not every grid, but that will be done also. And then over the course of 5 years, we'll try to measure any benefits. And that may be just starting, the benefits may be just starting at the end of 5 years. It may take longer than that, but this program is designed for 5 years.
Why did you want to be involved in this program?
Well, I was first heard about it. I was very anxious to be involved with it. I can see the soil conservation benefits. I can see the nutrient reduction benefits. But I think the soil health benefits are what's going to help sell it to widespread adoption to other farmers, because they're concerned about dollars and cents. I see the value in soil conservation and the nutrient reduction side of things, because I think that's a very real issue that our urban populations are very concerned about, clean water.
Well, I understand that you were the first winner of an award that they that they instituted as part of the Soil Health Partnership. Tell me a little bit about that and why, you know, about the award and why you received it.
It was called the Good Steward Award, mm-hmm. and it was awarded a year ago. I think some of the criteria involved my willingness to talk to other farmers about these practices. I was fortunate to have a lady from the Nature Conservancy nominate me, and she did a good job writing about me, I think, so.
As regards talking to other farmers, part of being a demonstration farmer is also having field days, right? Did you have one on your farm last year?
I had some circumstances that I wasn't able to do that, but I will be doing that this year and the following years. So,
well, what do you think? How do you think that will help? And when you talk to your fellow farmers, what kind of reaction do you get from them?
Well, generally speaking, the meetings that I go to, farmers have an interest. That's why they've come to the meeting. They're curious about what they need to do. Some of the farmers are practicing or using cover crops, and they just want to know more. I go to meetings that I don't speak at just to listen to other farmers or university people, you know, to get more information about it. And I think the more we learn about it, the more we appreciate the benefits of it.
Well, how have you enjoyed this summit here, being able to talk to the other demonstration farmers around the country?
It's an excellent opportunity to get to meet people from all over and talk to people a lot more knowledge than myself and to learn from them. It's just been an excellent opportunity.
Anything else you'd like to add, Tim?
You know, there's a tremendous push from government officials, from different organizations, commodity groups, on trying these practices. They see the value in it. They see the necessity of it. And I guess I just hope that farmers start tuning into that. You know, the consumer is interested in how we farm. There's such a disconnect between rural and urban that they tend to think we're not doing a good job, perhaps, environmentally. There's a great uncertainty, a great unknown. I think the more things that we can do like this, the better. Not just for public opinion, but yet that is, you know, perception is part of our system. You know, consumers expect certain things, and we can't disregard that. We have to be attuned to that.
Bottom line is it's the right thing to do.
I believe so.
Very good. Thank you very much, Tim. Here at the Soil Health Summit in St. Louis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.